Lithgow City Council is inviting feedback on the Seven Valleys Destination Action Plan, or a DAP, a DAP. And Sean Elwood from Council, Director of People and Places, is with me.
Yeah, hi, Nick.
Sean, what's it all mean?
Let's just say it establishes a series of discussion points for the community to talk about and look at for where we can start to develop our processes for taking and developing tourism across the whole of our local government area. And that's the area we call the Seven Valleys.
And what excites you about the Seven Valleys?
Which valley did we start with?
Yeah.
The opportunities that we've got and the experiences that everyone has, doesn't matter on the time of the year or where we're going. I mean, one of the interesting pieces is whenever we have family or friends come and visit, we've got such a choice of places to take them to, whether it's, you know, half an hour up the road to the Zigzag Railway, to some of the great little cafes that we've got, some of the restaurants, and the amazing landscapes that we've got out in the Wolgan, looking down into the Wolgan at the moment, out into the Kapiti as well. The other really key element to establishing ourselves and maintaining ourselves as a tourism destination, which is our people.
The LGA of Lithgow is really blessed. The moment you come down Victoria Pass, you're funneling into this extraordinary experience. It's all in Lithgow's favour, isn't it? This traffic moving west.
Everyone in Sydney wants to get out for the weekend or get away for a short break. Places like Lithgow, and we're critical, only a few hours drive from Sydney, are really attractive. And then obviously we've got the attractions here.
There's a lot of expansion and some good ideas coming from local operators.
There certainly are. And it's the local operators that have actually informed a lot of the thinking behind this Destination Action Plan and will be directly involved in the next stages of it when we look at how we market, how we plan for what sort of brand. And at the moment we have the Seven Valleys and what that means. The originality that's coming out of a lot of our local businesses is great. And that's really what's going to make us stand apart from some of our other competitors in the industry, as we always say.
How can they best contribute to get what they need to you?
The DAP that's out on exhibition at the moment is a complete revision of the former DAP, so it has a lot of new ideas in it and refocusing. Our website at the council can be accessed, and we've actually asked a range of questions in there. Some of them are a little bit specific, but also openly about what businesses and community would like to see in a tourism direction and even on the document itself, if you have the time to read through it in detail. It's not the only opportunity. We're also going to be working with tourism businesses and other businesses interested in what we call the visitor economy over the coming months as well, as we implement the next stages of trying to establish ourselves in a greater sense as a tourism destination.
So for those who are thinking about leveraging up your tourism opportunity right now, it's a perfect time.
It's a perfect time. And we're trying to ensure that everyone's focusing on not just driving through Lithgow, but the fact that Lithgow is a destination and a place to stop in its own right. And when we talk about Lithgow, we're talking the whole Seven Valleys. And like we said, we're talking everything from Lake Lyell, the Canimbla, and the great accommodation and just weekend breaks we've got there, all the way through to events that take place in Willerowang and Portland.
Trail riding and hunting and mountain biking is a big deal for many people. And fishing. Fishing is really popular now, isn't it?
It is. All those outdoor activities so close to Sydney, and as residents we all enjoy doing as well, are great.
Yeah. And why Lithgow?
Why not? Look, the key element for Lithgow is that we've got everything.
Where does civic pride sit in amongst a destination action plan?
Well, civic pride really just means that the people that live here and all of our residents throughout the whole LGA are proud of where they live, have a great affinity with everything they've got available, and actually want to sell and encourage people to come here, and a city that's really livable. What we find is that the more excited and the more connection that residents have with our great LGA, that vibe actually translates and is picked up on by all of our visitors. It really contributes to a great destination.
Fantastic. So if you are running a tourism enterprise and you want to contribute, we'd love to hear more about it through the Destination Action Plan, DAP. A good place to start is Our Place, ourfuture.lithgow.com. Sean Elwood, Director of People and Places for Lithgow City Council. Thank you.
Thanks, Nick.